91X News.
It's 5 degrees and mostly cloudy at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Megan Pounder. The Napanee OPP are asking for the public's help with an investigation. On Monday, officers responded to a break and enter at Williams Auto. This occurred sometime between October 21st and 24th at the Loyalist Township business. The suspects entered onto the property and stole numerous expensive vehicle tires and rims, as well as tools that were stored on the property. The items were stored in secured sea containers and a box trailer. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with information or who may have observed anything suspicious is asked to contact the Napanee OPP, Crime Stoppers, or to report anonymously online at tipsubmit.com. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says a review of government oversight of nursing homes may be launched at some point if one is needed in the wake of a nurse facing murder charges. Wynne was responding to questions in the legislature a day after news broke that a nurse was charged with 8 counts of first-degree murder in the deaths of nursing home residents in Woodstock and London, Ontario. In response to questions from NDP leader Andrea Horwath about how this could allegedly happen, Wynne said that that's exactly the question police investigation is trying to answer. Health Minister Eric Hoskins says Ontario's oversight processes for long-term care homes are among the most robust in the world. Every long-term care home is obligated to report deaths of residents to the coroner, but the office only investigates deaths in certain scenarios, such as when someone has died as a result of violence, negligence, misconduct, or suddenly and unexpectedly. Long-term care homes are required to immediately report unexpected deaths to the ministry, which reviews every critical incident to see if an inspection is warranted. Vail Canada Limited has been fined $1 million after one worker at its plant near Sudbury was killed and another was injured while trying to clear a jam in a rock-crushing machine. The mining company pleaded guilty to failing to ensure that gravity-stored energy was dissipated or contained while work was being done on the crusher and failing to provide information, instruction, and supervision to a worker on a safe procedure to remove a broken piece of machinery from the crusher. It also pleaded guilty to failing to ensure that pinch points were guarded on the conveyor and crusher, though these offenses were not related to the death or injury. The incident took place at the company's rock crushing facility on April 6, 2014, when workers tried to use a cutting torch to deal with the jam in a rock crushing machine. The heat from the torch softened the steel of a piece of machinery known as a moil point, reducing friction and propelling the moil point towards the workers, hitting both of them. One died and the other suffered critical injuries. A supervisor who was acting as a worker that day also pleaded guilty to failing to work in compliance with Ontario's mining regulation. He was fined $3,000 for his role in the failed attempt to remove the moil point. Environmental Commissioner Diane Sachs says the Ontario government must do more to reverse a 20% decline in the moose population and take steps to help bats being killed off by a fungal disease. Sachs says we need bats to prey on insects, but 4 of 8 bat species in Ontario are now endangered.
I knew bats were important, but before I became commissioner, I never realized how important. According to one study that we've seen in the U.S., the decline of bats is already costing agriculture more than $3 billion a year. Millions and millions of bats have died from white nose syndrome, and it only arrived in North America in 2006. That's 10 years ago.
Sachs gave the government high marks for passing a new Invasive Species Act last year, but wonders if it will work because most of the hard frontline work is still left to municipalities, conservation authorities, and private landowners. Ontario's Liberal government is proposing to ban MPPs from attending fundraisers, but the politicians will still be allowed to solicit donations by mail, phone, or email. The Liberals want to ban any MPPs, party leaders, and candidates from fundraising events. Attorney General Yasir Naqvi says politicians can still ask individuals for donations.
There's a very strict limit of $1,200, not to mention making sure that any elected MPPs or those who are seeking office are not able to attend fundraising events either with stakeholders.
The Liberals are proposing subsidies of $25,000 per year per constituted associations divided among the parties in each riding. Vancouver police say they won't recommend criminal charges in connection with the death of a 23-year-old woman who fell from a party bus. Sergeant Brian Montosh says the owner and driver of the bus faced fines under the Motor Vehicle Act but couldn't be charged under the criminal code. He says Chelsea James and her friends tried to do the right thing by hiring the bus to avoid drinking and driving.
Most people would think that by hiring through a company that's regulated, that tragedies like this wouldn't happen. Clearly, that's not the case here.
Montage says there was work done to try and repair a faulty latch on the passenger door, which caused the door to malfunction and open when James fell into it. The group that oversees the Hollywood Walk of Fame says it's working to quickly repair damage to Donald Trump's star after it was vandalized. Hollywood Chamber of Commerce President Laurent Gubler says it will take several days for fixes to be completed. Los Angeles police are investigating after blows from a hammer destroyed the presidential candidate's star early Wednesday. A man who identified himself as Jamie Otis says he's responsible for the damage. Otis tells Deadline Hollywood that he originally intended to remove Trump's star. He says he wanted to auction it off to raise funds for the 11 women accusing the billionaire businessman of sexual assault. Trump has denied the allegations. Police say they've recovered a sledgehammer, construction hat, vest, and pick from the scene. That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
Have you noticed your bottom front teeth have become more crowded over time? Do you want them straight, but dread the look of braces? I'm Dr. Julianne Peterson, and I offer a more aesthetic option. You can have tiny braces on the inside of your lower front teeth. Nobody will notice your braces, but everyone will see your beautiful straight teeth. Come visit me, Dr. Julianne Peterson, and see how easy getting straight teeth can be. Call 969-8822.
I love my Peterson smile.
QNET Sports. The Lady Lancers had a slow start Tuesday night against the St. Lawrence Vikings and were never able to recover. This is the second consecutive game they've lost since the season started on Saturday. The Lancers look to bounce back from this on Friday when they travel to Barrie to face the Georgian Grizzlies. Game 2 of the World Series in Cleveland has been bumped up an hour tonight. ABC News' Ryan Burrow has the story.
Major League Baseball announcing the first pitch will be at 7:08 p.m. Eastern Time because of a threat of rain.
So we're concerned a little bit about some rain for the Tribe game.
Temperatures are expected to drop off as well.
Frosty cold, 38 degrees for the overnight low.
First pitch forecast, temperatures expected to be in the low 40s. With the early start time, the rain's expected to hit later in the game. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
Frederik Andersen gave up a career-high 7 goals Tuesday night as the Lightning rolled past the Maple Leafs 7-3 at the Air Canada Centre. Andersen is Toronto's new number one goaltender. He struggled in his first 5 starts with the club, yielding 4 goals or 4 more times.
You just got to challenge yourself to work harder. That's the only thing to get out of it. If you aren't feeling like you're being hit with the puck and or seeing the puck, you got to just work harder to see it. And I think that's the only way to get out of it.
Captain Steve Stamkos helped Tampa Bay to a quick start with a pair of goals in the first period in the Lightning's 7-3 victory over the Toronto Maple Leafs. Stamkos, a local boy who many hoped would be wearing a Leafs jersey this season, finished with 2 goals and 2 assists on the night.
Yeah, we wanted to come out strong. I think that was the first game that we've scored in the first period, so it was something that we talked about before. Was getting off to a good start, especially on the road. That's always important, so... It definitely, like you said, set the tone for the game and put us up, and we were able to hang on.
Sidney Crosby jump-started his post-concussion return to the ice as the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Florida Panthers 3-2. Penguin center Eric Fire says he's pleased with the team's comeback win from down 2 goals.
I really like the way we finished that game, and hopefully we can build off that and start playing a little bit more responsible on our end and just trying to take what the game gives us.
Running back Aaron Foster is retiring midway through an injury-plagued season with the Miami Dolphins. The 30-year-old tried to come back from a torn Achilles tendon but was slowed this season by groin and hamstring injuries. Foster spent his first 7 years of the NHL of his NFL career with the Houston Texans, including 2 with head coach Bill O'Brien.
Great player, one of the smartest players that I've coached. Great zone runner, excellent vision, big. What we found with him was how good he was out of the backfield in the passing game. He was excellent in the passing game, great receiving back, so a lot of respect for Arian.
Foster holds the Texans franchisee record with 6,472 yards rushing. Send us your team or league scores, email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Cloudy tonight with a low of +1, periods of rain tomorrow with a high of 5, and a 30% chance of showers with a high of 11 on Friday. At 4:09, it's 5 degrees and mostly cloudy. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Megan Pounder. News on 91X next at 5 o'clock.